6th of January, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending He, of all things that are and have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Blessed was the day for ever, when the Virgin, full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Saviour of our race. And the Child, the world's Redeemer, first revealed His sacred face, evermore and evermore. Glory be to God the Father, glory be to God the Son, glory to the Holy Spirit, persons three at Godhead one. Glory be from all creation, while eternal ages run, evermore and evermore. Lord, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Psalm 40. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend, if my foes do not shout in triumph over me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed, and set in your presence for evermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Psalm 45. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps, he burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. All the peoples will come and adore you, Lord. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All the peoples will come and adore you, Lord. A reading from Acts, chapter 10. You know of the great event that took place throughout all of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached. You know about Jesus of Nazareth, how God poured out on him the Holy Spirit and power. He went everywhere, doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, for God was with him. Responsory: The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. And he lived among us. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. A voice spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A voice spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Intercessions. At Christ's birth, the angels proclaimed peace to the world. Let us praise him with joy and ask his favour. Let your birth bring peace to all. Lord, fill your church with all blessings. Strengthen her by the mystery of your birth. Let your birth bring peace to all. You are Lord of human history. May we learn to see your presence in the daily events and experiences of life. Let your birth bring peace to all. In you God's promise is fulfilled. Reveal yourself to those who yet wait for their Saviour. Let your birth bring peace to all. You came to bring life to the world. May all people be born of God through the waters of baptism. Let your birth bring peace to all. By taking mortal flesh, you raised it from the dead. Restore the faithful departed to the fullness of your glory. Let your birth bring peace to all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, in your goodness, open our eyes to your light, and so fill our hearts with your glory, that we may always acknowledge Jesus as Saviour, and hold fast to his word in sincerity and truth. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.